Today we continue across praying across America. Today's two states are Washington and Oregon. So Father, we lift up Washington. We thank you that its capital is Olympia. We thank you that it has 7.7 million people. We pray for them to come to know you if they don't already, and those that do, to share their faith with others. We thank you that the state became in 1889 and it is a 42nd state to join the Union. We do pray for and thank you that it has the cleanest air, but it also has some of the most polluted air in the United States, according to the American Lung Association. And it also has got some of the wettest and driest, quite a lot of major differences there. But we lift it up and pray that they will find ways to get rid of the pollution. We thank you that it produces apples, cherries, pears, and raspberries, number one in the states and biggest producer of apples. We thank you for that. We also thank you for the lumber that it produces and provides the rest of our nation. We thank you for the global corporations that began there, Starbucks, Costco, Microsoft, Amazon, that many of us use, and the planes that we travel in, William Boeing for starting a plane company in 1916 in Seattle, becoming the largest airplane manufacturer. So, mighty God, you are majestic and holiest. Thank you for your mercy and unfailing love. We ask for wisdom and that you would grant repentance and cleanse us of unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. And over Washington, we declare, you are not common, but you have been made clean. May repentance have a perfecting work, that their sins may be blotted out and times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. We declare to the believers by the power of the Holy Spirit, prepare the way of the Lord. Make the crooked places straight. Comfort your people. Make a path to walk in the ways of you, Lord. May the hearts of the generations turn to each other, and may the knowledge of your glory cover them. For your glorious name, Jesus, amen. We lift up Oregon, Lord of all creation, we call to you, for there is none other who has the power and ability to hear us and answer. We call to you, Christ Jesus, who lived among us and suffered to redeem us. We call to you, the one who is greater than any force of darkness, scheme of evil, and the hurt and pain that we experience in our fallen world. We cry out, Abba, lead us in the way we should go and bring good even out of circumstances we don't understand. Lord, we desire to see your hands moving, hear your voice, and know your heart. Lord, we call to you to learn how to follow you fully. We call on you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, to come and rule over Oregon in Jesus' name. We thank you for its capital, Salem. We pray for the 4.3 million people those that need Jesus, we pray they come to know you, and those that have yet to be told, that the other believers that are there and through any other godly source would share the gospel and people's lives would be changed. We thank you that it became a state in 1859, becoming the 33rd state to join the Union. We thank you for the Crater Lake, the deepest in the world. Wow. And according to the Center for Disease and Control, Father, we pray that it is the top 20 states of the highest suicide rate. So we pray, God, we know that there's a lot of days in Oregon that it rains and it's dark and gloomy. So we pray, Father, that people will learn how to balance and do things that will give them light and cause them not to be suicidal and come against that spirit of death over it. We thank you that it is a leading source of lumber than any other state, and it has the largest cheese factory, Tillamook, since 1949 and still going strong. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, Jesus, you are Lord of the state of Washington, and you are Lord of the state of Oregon. In Jesus' name.